السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب لله، ومن أبغض لله، ومن أعطى لله، ومنع لله، فقد استكمل الإيمان. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رسالة درو شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah رب العزت، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, maker, protector, and درود and salam, peace and salutations upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his beloved family and companions. Respected Huffaz, brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the wealth of Iman. Allah preserve and protect us with Iman, let us keep with Iman, die with Iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman, and let this Iman shine so that we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Preservation of Iman is our responsibility. Iman was given free of charge. Where is Iman kept? In our heart. When we say, La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is renewing our Iman. So I wish to speak about moderation, but as an introduction, we talk of various things. Everything is a test for us. But do we talk of the greatness of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, who is our creator? We learnt in primary school, in madrasa, Allah is our creator, Allah is protector, Allah is nourisher. But a time came when we became preoccupied in our activities, whether it is a student, whether it is a shopkeeper, whether it is a worker, whether it is a business person. Nobody talks of the greatness of Allah. What is the level of our Iman that we talk of everything else besides Allah? Reflect. It's a question. Just reflect from Fajr till Jumu'ah. How many times have I taken the name of Allah? Is it one time, 100 times, 1,000 times? Have I spoken about Allah to somebody that I'm working with? Have I ever made the tasbih of Allah? Have I introduced a non-Muslim friend or a colleague or a co-worker to Allah's greatness? Allah Himself says, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah Himself says, Lillahi ma fi Samawati wal Ard. Allah Ta'ala himself says, يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ بِقُدْرَتِهِ. Allah himself says, Allah khaliqu kulli shay' wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. La tudriku al-absar wa huwa yudriku al-absar. Allah Ta'ala himself says in various parts of the Quran that you want to recognize me, recognize my signs. This is as an introduction that a mu'min, a believer, a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, minimum must take the name of Allah several times in the morning, during the day, and during the evening. Say, inshallah. One tasbih of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah in the morning, from Fajr time or Tahajjud time or whatever time you get up. Preferably after Fajr Salah, sit a few minutes. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, contemplate on the greatness of Allah. 100 times, and 100 times in the evening before you sleep. He say, inshallah, this person will be remembered of the kalima when his malikul maut comes. Not only that, his face will shine like the 14 full moon that we see outside, inshallah, on the day of the yama. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is my ummati, please come. And not only that, we'll get the salam of Allah. Allah ta'ala will say, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Inshallah, we want this. So take the name of Allah with love, muhabbat, aqidat, and thank Allah for all the favors. If only we look at ourselves as a human body, compared to so many makhlukat, the creations of Allah that Allah has created, with the amr of kun, fayakun, be and it shall be. But insan, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah created with, molded with his own hands. Look at us from head to toe, how many favors and how much of shukr are we making. Did we thank Allah, what a beautiful anatomy you have given us, beautiful body you have given us. No defects. And if Allah made somebody, we are all different sizes, colors, shapes, short, small, tall, different colors. That is in the qudrat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is showing us his rainbow colors. But imagine if somebody is blind. By the qudrat of Allah, we cannot criticize him or mock at him. Blind sahaba were present. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about a blind sahabi, Abdullah ibn Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, showing the greatness of Allah. Allah ta'ala made him blind, but that is also from the command of Allah. Imagine with this eyes how much of sin we have done, and Allah says, okay, this man is abusing this eyes now, let us make everybody blind. What will happen to us? How much of shukr we must make on the greatness of Allah, the favors of Allah upon insan. That is not even my topic, it is on moderation. But I am showing you the greatness of Allah in every sign. We look at our hands, our brains. You know this brain, the nerve center Allah has given us. Somewhere it is written about 280,000 kilometers of nerves are running. If they have to open somebody's brain, they'll go to the moon and Mars and come back. This is the qudrat of Allah. One small touch somebody does, or somebody bumps into you, somebody pricks you, then how you feel the senses immediately, it registers. One headache sends a message around the body. Did we thank Allah that Allah has kept us normal, healthy? Allah keep us always like this, with afiyat and salamati, and keep the equilibrium of our intellectual capacity. Because I'm getting to a very important lesson. If you go extremism in this, you lose your intelligence. Aql. So talk of the greatness of Allah. Remember Allah with love and muhabbat. And thank Allah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. For all the favors Allah has given us. For our family, our children. Allah keep us with afiyah and salamati and hifazat. And what about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Aye dunya mein bohat paak mukarram bankar, koi aya na magar rahmat alam bankar. He came as a harbinger of mercy, say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did we ever take one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? I wish to teach one beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Take it as a lesson. When we enter our homes, first thing, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we're going to do it. First lesson, make salam. Whether there's anybody at home, whether our car, our home, our business, make salam. There's malaika, there's angels, there may be people, at least Muslim, non-Muslim, just make salam. Then Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught us another sunnah to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the merciful. And then Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, recite suratul Kul huwallahu ahad, suratul ikhlas one time, or three times. Kul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. It'll take us a couple of seconds. And recite Durood Sharif upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can do this at your doorstep. As soon as you go in, one durood is sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Ibrahim. Wa Allahumma salli ala Muhammad fi al-layli idha yakhsha. Wa Allahumma salli ala Muhammad fi al-nahari idha tajalla. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fi al-akhirati wal-ula. What a beautiful durood. Any durood you can think about. Say inshallah. Then you enter your home, or your business, or your car. Shaitan flees from that place where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this hadith. He said, Shaitan runs. Why? No entry into this home. No boarding and lodging. No meals. No food. No drink. No sleeping even in this house, because now the protection is in the hands of Allah. We just run into our homes. Open the door. No salam with our family members. No kalam with our wives and our children and our mothers. No hugging and loving. And shouting and noise and this and that. So shaitan comes in. How much of havoc in our homes? Allah only knows. And he said, when a person leaves the home as well, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I live in the name of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Trust only in Allah. And there's no strength but in the mercy and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That house will be protected and you will be protected. Inshallah. Say inshallah. This great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming to the main part of my topic, limited time, but I have to rush through some of the lessons. That in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has made mention in the Surah Al-Baqarah, one verse I quoted, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah Ta'ala said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we made your ummah a moderate, well-balanced ummah. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that they can be witnesses to mankind. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will be a witness. What is this balance in Islam? It is a balanced way of life. It is a practical way of life. Three things man will be affected with all the time. One is with غَضَبِيَّة. This anger, this principal emotional feeling of anger. You ask anyone here, they'll tell you they're angry about something. Somebody made them angry today. Yes or no? Definitely. Something irked you or irritated you. Now there's three things happens when you get angry. First of all, don't explode. Listen. Don't just explode. We want to go explosion phase. Straight away. Then we start swearing. That person swore you. You started swearing him, his parents, grandparents and the whole generation. Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mocked at, jeered at, pain upon pain. Nobody seated here was stoned like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned at Taif. Nobody seated here was mocked at as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was mocked at in Makkah. Once Abu Jahl and all his chelas and his cronies dug a hole for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a grave, and they told him, please come in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost came inside there, and there were leaves placed. He did not know. Jibreel came and suddenly moved him. So Abu Jahl came with his cronies saying that, you know, mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps today we'll catch him and we'll kill him. Allah Ta'ala made it such, you dig a hole for somebody, what happens? What goes around comes around very badly. He went in there. But the Nabi of Allah, he is balanced. He showed rahmatul lil alameen. Oh Abu Jahl, come, my uncle. Abu Lahab gave him so much of inconvenience. He made dua for him. Abu Talib, his uncle, looked after him. He made dua for him. He did not get hidayat. But when he passed away, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua at his qabr. In tastaghfir lahum, la yaghfir Allahu lahum. Allah Ta'ala said, even if you make dua in maghfirat, hidayat is not yet finished. 70 times My Nabi of Allah was well balanced. What I'm trying to say is, small things must not irk you in such a way that you lose your equilibrium here. This is called ghadabiyya, the quality. We all must, it's good to get angry. But there must be situations. One man got so angry on his wife, 17 talaqs in one night. This is against Sharia. You don't remain a Muslim. The Mufti don't know what to do. Middle of the night he gives the talaq. So angry she made him. You could have just controlled yourself, drink a cup of water, read A'udhu Billah, excuse yourself from there, or let her go to her parents or something if there's an argument. No! Brothers, this is the thing that is breaking us up. Family matters, working issues, people are getting irked up, we don't know how to control ourselves, and there's a program called anger management. I work in the prisons and all that because people don't know, they're getting angry. Everything irks them. So this is the lesson that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught. Moderation. And there is a reason to get angry when you break the orders of Sharia. Not when somebody dents your car. I remember when we were studying a few years ago. One young boy in the class crashed his father's car. That time it was the Merc, whatever it was. And the father got so angry that his own son, he twisted and broke his hand. When he landed in hospital, he cried everything. The mother came and picked him up. The father went away from there. The ustad phoned the mother. But what happened? The first question after the operation, Papa, will my hand come right? Your car can be fixed. For the rest of his life, he's scarred from his own father, so terrified. Because that scar is now there. You can't replace that hand. Imagine what would have happened. The car you can replace, it's a commodity. Tomorrow you will be gone. Would you take that car in the cupboard? What character and morals you thought your children will go with you and they will make dua for you and isale sawab for you. So lead a balanced life, brothers. And don't go into explosion phase straight away. Weigh the situation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always made dua. He said, if they don't accept, their children will accept. Their progeny will accept. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came once, O Nabi of Allah, before the command came for hijrat, let me crush them between the mountains. Jibreel came, he's the biggest angel, biggest creation in size. I mean, of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatullil alameen, is there. He knew one dua he could have made to Allah. Allah was watching, malaika were coming down. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was balanced, moderate. And he said, if they don't accept, their children will accept. This place of Makkah is the land of wahi. This place of Makkah is the land of Ibrahim and the land of the prophets. Allah will make it abad. Iman will spread from here throughout the four corners of the world. Jibreel, jazakallah for your good intention. I can make dua to Allah. I don't even need you. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire. What did he say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. We have the same Allah, same Quran, same Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We should read the same dua every morning. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Oh Allah, you are sufficient for us. And you are the best of protectors. Say inshallah. May the dua I taught you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam led this balanced life. So much of ill treatment that when he was asked to leave the hijrah, he was supposed to go to Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried in front of the Kaaba. Imagine the Kaaba. 100,000 sawab. Allah Pak protect the Harabain Sharifain. Allah Pak take us to Makkah, Medina for Hajj and Umrah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the Muslims throughout the world. But he cried, he said, it is the command of Allah. I love you. O Kaaba, I love you. But it is the command of Allah. If my people did not ill treat me, I would have not left you. Born in Makkah. Makkah has the Kaabatullah. Everything. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, go to Medina Munawwara, which was Yathrib. And it became the enlightened city. Zadahum Allahu sharafa. Rishidur Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, the spot where you going to rest in Medina is greater than the Kaaba, the Arsh and the Kursi. Subhanallah, brother. Say Subhanallah. Allah Pak take us to Makkah, Medina. Jism ho kahi apana, dil to hai Medina mein. Wherever our body can be, if we connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will rise with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. So the first lesson is don't get angry on any situation, weigh. Don't go into explosion phase, weigh the situation. Because what will happen if you go into explosion phase, after a little while, then what's going to happen? When the post-anger phase, what happens? You're going to regret. 17 talaqs to my wife, where are my children going to go? Where my wife is going to go? You lost your job, you lost your business, you lost something. Somebody failed an exam, they want to commit suicide. I had a chat with them. I said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where's your iman? The parents are saying, we got no control over him. He lost him on exam, so what? I said, did he prepare for the lamb or exam of the year after? That is worse. If he fails, there is going to Jahannam. Here he can do subs and repeat and whatever it is. May Allah make it easy for our students writing exam, whether matric, university. Allah make them ambassadors of the Quran and Sunnah. Keep them occupied on deen. Turn to Allah. We want the best doctors, lawyers, teachers, everything. We want the best Muslim first. Allah won't ask whether you're a doctor, lawyer. I'm not picking on anybody. Allah will ask you, are you a good Muslim first? Man Rabbuk, Wama Deenuk, Waman Nabiyuk. Those are the questions in the grave. If he did all the exams, but imagine he failed the exam of the hereafter. What is the sense? The whole life for a believer is full of exam and test. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. The second lesson is Shahwiyah. We all have this. Our nafs want to irritate us. And shaitan excites us and whispers that go towards something that is not right. What is right, stick on that part. Halal, you got a wife, go to a shahwiya and ghadabiya goes to, you get angry on your wife. No, I'll go for somebody else. Many fish in the sea. Why you disappointed one woman, that can happen, you can get married to other woman, what will happen to you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had several wives, I'm not encouraging anything here, but he had his balance, well life, and he had time for everybody. Make time for yourself. He divided his time into four parts. One is ibadat. Two is family time. Three is the rights of neighbors and people. And four time was also for the public affairs. We don't do ibadat properly. We don't have time properly with home. We only got business, school, studies. Play soccer, this, that. And I don't have time, Maulana, I don't have time. When the Jamaat brothers say, go out 3 days for... No time, Maulana. But when Malakul Maut comes, suddenly then Tasbih is coming, time is coming. Where is your time, boy? So the second lesson is Shahwiyah. Don't go. There must be a balance. You need to fulfill your desires. Get married. You got a halal wife. Go and fulfill your desires. You're looking at all the haram outside. Then you don't. Your wife is unpleasant. Social media. There's control. There should be a balance. Cut off time. You're middle of the night. They're playing each other. They're communicating on cell phone. Where's your contact with your family and your children? Put that away. Azan going. Disrespect. They're still playing with their phones. Any work, namaz, salah, on time. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. And the last one is aqliyah, our intelligence. Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala said that this must remain sane. Take the name of Allah, it will make you sane. A person was locked up in prison. Life sentence, after 18 years he got released, so I managed to speak to him. And I asked him, what was the first day like? He said, Maulana, the first night I wanted to commit suicide inside the prison. I say, why? He say, I was outside free, I did so much, I had so much, I lost everything. But one night being in a cell alone, I could have killed myself in any way. I lost all hope. And here Islam gives you hope. I say, after 18 years you being released, how you feel now? He say, Islam gave me hope. I researched my soul and became a better Muslim inside the prison. At least I became a tahajjud guzar. I can't count. I asked him, how many Qurans you finish? He was a born Muslim. He said, no, I don't want to disclose this. I say, Imam Abu Hanifa finished 40,000 Qurans when he was in prison. Same wuzu of Isha, he read Fajr Salah. He was Imam Abu Hanifa. At least tell me, you must have read a couple of 100 Qurans in the 18 years. He says, yes. 2 Qurans, 3 Qurans in one Ramadan it was. Throughout the year I used to read Quran. Do we have time to make for Quran? Social media every 5 minutes. So this is the thing, brothers. One Quran out of Ramadan, one Quran in Ramadan is the minimum required according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Keep a balance in our life. No extremism in Islam. Understand this. What is halal, stick to halal. What is haram, abstain from it. And find out from the ulama. Keep the company of the imam, the muazzin, the mashayikh. And enjoy in yourself good company. So you keep this intelligence. Otherwise what will happen? One youth questioned an imam in Johannesburg. I don't think we should follow any alim now. Mufti Google, give us all the answers. That is called intellectual apostasy. Where you don't want to follow the ulama. Hold the hands of the ulama. You will be guided on the straight path. How did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam guide the sahaba? They held his hand. They became sahaba. Tabi'un. Sharia was taught like this. So we need the good company of the ulama. Hold the hand for their guidance and see you will be on the right path. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Allah guide us all on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala keep this equilibrium salam upon us, our intellectuality, because we can judge between right and wrong. We know this is black, this is white, abstain from it. Because otherwise shaitan will overpower you and you will have no excuse when you are about to die. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? What excuse when your limbs are going to talk against you? Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.